This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Fresh off the out-of-this-world success of Avatar, Hollywood studios are clamoring to release more movies in 3D. Disney's contribution, Alice in Wonderland, is still number one after 3 weeks at the box office. And over the next couple of weeks, DreamWorks and Warner Brothers will roll out what they hope will be 3D blockbusters of their own. Reporter Kim Masters has been following what's looking a bit like a 3D traffic jam. We check in with her from time to time on all things Hollywood. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Renee.
Explain to us what's going on here. And when I say traffic jam, I mean there are not enough theaters and there's an awfully lot of movies.
Yes, there is a glut of 3D product, as they call it, coming into the market. There are now about maybe 4,000 3D screens. And, you know, for a long time, Hollywood was kind of hanging back and thinking, is this really going to catch on? And what happened is Avatar, and they all realized, okay, now we're going to scramble and we want everything in 3D if it's a big popcorn type of movie, you know, what they call a tentpole type of movie. So along comes How to Train Your Dragon this Friday, Warner Brothers coming in with Clash of the Titans, and there's still Alice in Wonderland, and even Avatar is still playing on some 3D screens, so there is a traffic jam.
Does the audience really, though, care if these movies are in 3D? Would they be going to Alice in Wonderland anyway?
Well, Avatar made more than 70% of its money from 3D. So that was a pretty convincing argument that Hollywood heard. And, you know, it's an ironic situation because Jeffrey Katzenberg is the head of DreamWorks Animation. That's the studio that has How to Train Your Dragon. He has been the great leader saying, please convert your screens to 3D. This is the future, a huge revolution. It's like going from silent movies to talkies. It's going to become the standard. Nobody believed him until Avatar came along. And now here he is with How to Train Your Dragon. And Warner Brothers tricked up Clash of the Titans in 3D. It was originally in 2D, but they sort of hastily, seeing the success of Avatar, transformed it into 3D and jammed it 1 week after Jeffrey Katzenberg's movie. So he is now being victimized as there's a war going on over who is going to get which screens. Is it going to be How to Train Your Dragon if you're a theater owner, or are you going to hold out for Clash of the Titans?
Well, you know, you mentioned that it changed it after the fact. It converted it to 3D. It wasn't shot in that.
Right.
Do viewers know the difference?
Well, that is a question that's being hotly debated. There are people who feel that transforming something that's shot into 2D into 3D is kind of a cheap trick. And one of them, perhaps unsurprisingly, is James Cameron, who made Avatar. And here he is telling us why he thinks this is a typical Hollywood move.
It's typical of Hollywood getting it wrong. You know, we do a film that's natively authored in 3D, shot in 3D. So they assume from the success of that that they can then just turn movies into 3D in 8 weeks.
And that's
throw a switch on 3D and that's going to work somehow.
And that's James Cameron talking to MTV. So obviously he doesn't think much of this, although I will point out that he is doing a version of Titanic in 3D, but I assume he'll do it to his own very high standards.
So, Kim, what do you think? Is 3D in a fad phase still, or is it moving into something that's here to stay?
I think we're well beyond fad phase. The theater owners are adding 3D screens just as fast as they can. And, you know, I think the argument for somebody like a James Cameron is, as this becomes the standard, you will need to do it in a very high quality because people will become used to this. And, you know, some people, including me, think that this will, in fact, become the standard and it will start coming into the home and you'll be watching at home in 3D.
Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Kim Masters hosts The Business on member station KCRW. And we'll soon see 3D coming to the world of handheld games. Yesterday, Nintendo announced its new generation of DS handheld video game consoles would have a display that is 3D. Something interesting even for those who don't play handheld games. Nintendo says its new 3DS game will not require those big geeky glasses.